God has prescriptions for our emotional ups and downs. Stay tuned. Welcome to All Things Apostolic. Here we are again. I am Nathaniel Wilson, and it is April the 14th, 2025, and we are glad that you're with us. Sometimes we talk about substantive stuff here. Sometimes we talk about news of what's going on. And sometimes we just kind of talk. When I woke up early this morning, probably 5:15, something like that, I was thinking about how people start their day. And especially if it's a Monday. So how do people start their Mondays? Oh, brother, got to go to work. First day, I got 5 days ahead of me and so forth. So the other thing is, in regardless of what day it is, there's oftentimes that when we start out in the morning, there are troubling thoughts that people can have, or they can have troubling thoughts in the night and not sleep well. Or the day can bring things to them. They get up and boom, here something just hits them. Got a flat tire or whatever. And so it kind of wrecks the day. So I thought about myself, and I thought about, how do I handle that? What is kind of my default action to handle when my day starts not good? Or even if it's not starting bad, it's just like there's something in the atmosphere that's always pushing against you, or there's always forces that are there that's trying to accuse you, or there's forces there that are trying to discourage you, moods and whatever all that stuff is in the ambiguous world of the unseen. So are there ways to counter all the negative possibilities that your mind can come up with that makes your day rotten or makes you feel bad or makes you feel scared or makes you feel intimidated? All of these different moods and emotions that people go through. The emotional part of man is a big deal. The emotional part of woman is a bigger deal. So all of us have emotions that we deal with. And these emotions can be a day wrecker. These emotions can be a problem. And how do we handle that? Well, if you're a non-Christian, I suppose there are things that could be said of how you could handle that. But the way the Bible gives us to handle it, and the way that I usually handle it, is something like this. There's thoughts that are coming. I got to do this today. I wonder if that's going to work out. This doesn't look very good. Nah, I got to deal with that. Some things you dread having to deal with. So how do you arrange your mind in such a way that you can counter that and have peace, and yet anticipate what's got to be done for the day in a positive manner instead of a negative manner? So here's one of my favorites, and that is found in Psalm 118 and 24, which says, this is the day that the Lord hath made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. This is the day that the Lord hath made. So you're up in the morning, and this is the first thing that you're running through your mind. You're quoting this scripture. This is the day that the Lord hath made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. And so you have to take it. It's kind of a taking authority over the emotional vagaries of the mind in the morning. You have to kind of frame and not let anything inside that frame. And in the frame is this verse. This is a day that the Lord hath made. Let us be glad in it. And so you've got it framed in here. And everything outside the frame, you don't let in. Later, you'll have to deal with problems and issues and so forth. But by then, your motor will be running. You will be up and going. And at the appropriate time, instead of having a troubled attitude when you are dealing with things that are coming at you through the day, you will have an attitude that is one of faith and positive, and one that believes that I can handle this. Whatever it is, I can take care of this. And so this is a day that the Lord hath made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. The devil's coming in and saying, what are you rejoicing about? You've got bills to pay today that you don't have the money for. You've got all these different issues that could come up. But you are saying, no, 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 that's outside my little frame. The only thing in this frame is that scripture. This is a day that the Lord hath made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. And so you got to remember, too, that that's in God's word, this, which means it's not some kind of self-made psychological manipulation that you're doing to yourself. It is God's revealed method of keeping the helmet on, the frame around your mind, so that these things cannot come in and trouble you. Now, and you don't want to get the yabbit habit. The yabbit habit is you listen to me talking about this and then you say, yeah, but that's the yabbit habit. That's not a good thing. You got to avoid the yabbit habit. Everything I say today, you can listen to, and then finally you stop and turn me off and you say, yeah, but maybe now there's all kinds of yeah, but extensions like, yeah, but he doesn't understand, da, 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 da. Yeah, but I know, but I've got this. Yeah, but this is happening, right? So the yeah, but habit is something you have to get rid of. Get rid of the yeah, but habit. And you have to say to yourself, this is a day that the Lord hath made. Let us rejoice. And you start rejoicing in the Lord. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Not looking back, not looking forward. It's this day. It's you've got to narrow it all down. Now you can look back sometimes and you can get blessings and bring them into the present, and they are a good thing. Or you can look forward with anticipation to things that you know are good and you can bring them into the present. But when you get up in the morning, you don't have all those things in your mind as part of your arsenal, as part of your weapons to withstand negative mood-inducing negatives that are going to cause problems for you. They're going to change your personality for the day. They're going to change your feelings for the day. How many tests have been done to prove that how you handle problems mentally and emotionally has much to do with your physical, and that the physical being, even the shape of the face, even all kinds of things, and much worse than that, the problems that it can bring to people who don't rejoice and be glad in the day that God gave them. Now, you say, yeah, but this is, there you go, yeah, but. So this yeah, but is, yeah, but this is not a good day. Look, let me tell you something. Every day you're in a fallen world. We are caught in a finite in existence. What does finite mean? The word finite has just taken the prefix off of infinite. And when you take the prefix off of it, you've got finite. That means you're left bereft of the infinite. You're just left down here on your own. And so that finitude, finite, you want to reconnect it with the infinite or infinite, with infinitude, where is the eternal. And so you have to put the word back together. And so the way that you prevent finite from dragging you down into the mental mud is that you keep your mind up here and you frame it, you protect it. You have to say no to some thoughts that are coming to you. And you have to say, no, 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 I'm not doing it. This is a day that the Lord hath made. let us rejoice and be glad in it. God made this day, and this day is a good day because God made it. And it's a good day to worship him and to praise him. And it's a good day to be positive. So all of the things that are running through your mind that seem more important than maintaining the positive posture because this is a day that the Lord hath made, all of those things need to be submitted to the scripture. They need to be submitted to the psychological and spiritual therapeutic scripture that I am talking about today. This is the day that the Lord hath made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Don't just say that's a little saying. No, that's therapy. That's the prescription, the divinely ordained prescription of God out of the mouths of the prophet, the poet, that told us how to handle our lives. Yeah, but there's so many bad, yeah, but there you go. So many bad things going on around me, so many things that I'm dealing with. No, this is the day that the Lord hath made. There's nothing wrong with the day. There may be something wrong with you, but there's nothing wrong with the day. And let us rejoice and be glad in it because we can only live in this day. There is no you outside of time. There is no you that is not part of this day. And so the day and you cannot be isolated where you say, no, that's a good day, but I'm no. This is the day you're living in. So all of this goes to taking control of the mind and allowing spiritual realities, God-given revelations, God-given prescriptions. You go to the doctor says, take this and it'll help your cold or it'll help whatever's going on. But God gives you a prescription and then you don't trust the prescription. And God's prescriptions are much more faithful and reliable than all the things that we have here as men. So sometimes you can go to church and you can have these feelings. You go to church and, man, I'm tired. I've been working all day if it's a night service. And my toe hurts and I'm not sure I can make it and all of this. And you go dragging in and you're tired. You've worked all day and you've got it's like walking through a field. You've got the smell of whatever field you've worked in that day. You've got the pollen of whatever world you're bringing all that stuff in and you need it shaken off, dusted off of you. And so how do we do that? Well, when we come into the house of God, we enter his gates with thanksgiving. This is a prescription. Enter his gates, coming in. Enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. So that's a prescription. That's not a suggestion. And so you come into the house. This is how you maximize what you get out of the house of God. You come into his courts, into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. This is the entry. This is why if you go into a service, a church service in almost any church, anywhere, the first thing you're going to experience is opening the service, and then there's going to be a time of singing, of worshiping, of thanksgiving, of praise. That's what that means. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. We're coming into the kingdom of God. This is how you come in. And then when you come in like that, then you get what Isaiah talked about. This is the rest wherewith the weary are made to rest. And that's the Holy Ghost. And so the Spirit of God comes in. A Christian church service is therapeutic. It's therapy. It's a lot of other things too, but it's therapy. And when you leave there with a renewed relationship with the God who is peace, the God who is security, the God who is love, the God who is highly relational on a level that we have no other horizontal relationships like that. This is a vertical relationship with God. You leave there with all of those things. That mind of yours belongs to God. But you are the keeper of the doors of that mind. You're the keepers of the gate of that mind. And so he's teaching you how at those entry points, like getting up in the morning, how you control those entry points into this, the city, which is yourself. You control those entry points. For the first time, they've excavated one of these cities in Israel. That it's the first time I've been there numerous times, and it's the first time I've ever seen it. Was the last time I went was last year, or maybe 18 months ago, whatever. And they excavated this city, and it's got the gates of the city, and it's got where the city fathers set. That's where the court assembled, was at the gate of the city. It was like the city hall was right there at the gate. It had the seat of the main man that sat there to take the request of people that came, whether it was for adjudication of a problem with a neighbor or whatever it was for. And that's where the great men of the city met there. And it was interesting to actually see the original setup. That's not just a recreation. It is the original setup. Anyway, so there's the gate of the city, the gate where you open it. Well, how do you enter it? Okay, you come to church and the gate opens. You enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. So no matter what's going on in your day, no matter what you've incurred, no matter what there is, you have a whole lot of things. You could make a list this long of things to be thankful for. No matter how bad, no matter what else is going on in our lives at any given time, there's a list this long of things to be thankful for. So remember this. This is the day that the Lord hath made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise.